Adapt Yud Ches Amud Beis, a line before the small aleph of the Ein Mishpat. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, Achsanoi lo yoichol beyim, v'lo yishon betalisoi shel balabais. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, lo yoichol beyim, שמביאים לידי קרי ומסקנה על בני הבייס. So, ממילא, he shouldn't eat bayim when he's an achsanoi. לא יישן בתליסי של בעל הבייס, שהוא מסקסה בו ביום, שלא ימצא עולה על קרי. So now, from the rehitis lotion of Rashi, it would seem as follows. That the first case, he's not speaking about that he's sleeping bitalisai. The talis, it seems, that's the beged shehu miskase bo bayoyim. The talis is the beged that his balabos wears by day and is lending him at night to sleep in. So that would be very embarrassing that the balabos by day is wearing a beged and yimsa leo keri from his achsanoi. From his oirach. So therefore it would seem that this Chazal asked not only not to eat bayim. The Chazal asked, they says he shouldn't ever take a chance to sleep in the talis of the balabos who wears it by day. Shloyim tzoler keri, that the balabos shouldn't find keri. If they mean out the gnai of the oirech, or maybe it has a din soye and the balabos davens with it, and it's unclear exactly what the avla is, but it seems that there would be a greater avla. L'chayre, the reisha is speaking about that he's sleeping on the sodin, on the sheet of the balabos. So this avla of shumiskase bo bayoyim geit nishton. This is a sheet, but the bnei bayis will find out about it. Is so misgan al bnei bayis. So therefore, there's a din he should not eat bayim. I'd like to try to elaborate a little on this halacha, and. The Sfas Emes asks a kashe. Rashi, he wants to say his own pshat. Rashi says in the first case that he shouldn't eat bayim, shemevian lidei keri, and what's wrong with that? Umizgane al bnei habayis. And the rehitas hadvorim would seem like Rashi, because that's these two halachas. I mean, and what is when he's not an achsanoi? Then he's allowed to eat bayim, it would seem. When he's home, he's allowed to eat bayim. Only when he's by a balabos, he's not allowed to. So it seems the iser is als gnai. The Sfas Emes is ma'ira. What's with the etzem chet? The etzem chet of keri. Why don't you say that pshat? And the Sfas Emes Taka wants to say that. Als the etzem chet. No, then there's a problem. So why we speak about an achsanoi? Why are we speaking about an achsanoi? So this is all the time negeya. So the Sfas Emes wants to say that it just slipped my mind. He wants to say Abu Pshat is tak out that some chet. That's it. Speaking about a nishtei imoy, and really he could have speaking about a vezein nishtei imoy at home. It's also, but he wanted to tell us the second halacha, which applies only by achsanoi. So that's why he said achsanoi. But Al Kaponim, the Sfas Emes wanted to say Al Tetzim Chet. Now, Dach Sechmir, there's a Yisoidistik Machloikis in this Inyan. Rashi in Brochis, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, there is a Gemara, the Gemara says that someone was liyit, a man de goni aparkit. Person who lies on his back, So one of them is, so whoever did that, the Chazal were mekallel him. So Rashi says, what's the avle? Shema yiskashe eivorei besoich shenosoi, v'nire lerabim, v'hu derech gnai. Again, Rashi speaks about Gnai, and Rashi does not mention Chet. And Dachsechmer, Rashi holds that by Emerson, there is no Chet. And let me try to elaborate. The Charedim in Perik Chof Aleph, and the mitzvahs loy sase, v'nishmarta mikol dovaro, nishtarta mikol dovaro, that chazal darshan shlo yahara odom b'yoyim v'yitma balaylo. So the Charedim set up his sefer on different evorim, which are mitzvah in different mitzvahs and different loy sases. So the love of a nishmarta, he has, this is mitzvahs atluyas belayv. Shlo yahare odom b'yoyim v'nishma. So there's an iser hiro. There's an iser hiro. That he says in Perik Chof Aleph. In Perik Chof Beis, Ois Dalet, he brings in the mitzvahs, mitzvahs loy sase hatluyas be'inayim v'nishmarto azore shloy lehistakel be'irayis keshenene mehistaklusoy. His mistakel and nene from the istaklus is over nishmarta. Al koponim, the charedim put the love of a nishmarta on mitzvahs loisas atluye belev, mitzvahs loisas atluye beinayim. Now, dachsechmir, according to the charedim, if a person was mahare or he was mistakel, then he died. There was no mevili de tume. He was over the love. The love is a love of hiru. The love is that he should not, that a hiru, sheyovi lidei tume, that's olul hovi lidei tume, or a istaklis, that's yochel hovi lidei tume, that is also. But the iser is not, because this is a girui hayetzer, the hiru, the istaklis, and that's a girui hamevi lidei tume, that is also. But if a person will eat a machel that's mechamim him, in alpi teva hamachel, it's boli deitume, so it could be that does not lie in the love of a nishmarta. He wasn't mahara, he wasn't mistakel. We find the Gemara says in Shabbos that kuf chav zayin omid beis, maise bechosid echot. It was a maisa chosed echad. He was poida shvuye, and he was with her. And the next day before the shir, he tabled himself, and he asked them ba machash atoni. So they told him mipnei teira chaderech ira keri lerebi. They weren't choshet him for kelto danam lekab schus. That he had no shayches at all with the sriva achas. That he was poida. He was roy keri machmas teira chaderech. Now we're speaking about a chosed echad. So that's no stira, because there's no issa whatsoever. This is a tibius dikizach, that teirech haderech was maybe lidei tume. So memela, but there's no chet in this. So could be pragdon is also the same thing, and could be achilas dvorim hamachamimim is the same thing. The only Yisr, there's an Yisr of Hiru, and there's an Yisr of Istaklis. And that's the learn out from the Nishmarta. And I found in the Tikkun HaKloli, he says, V'yesh mi sheyikra loy al yedei ribuy achile ushtie, oy al yedei chulshis v'ayefis, oy al yedei sheinei shoychev keroi, that's what he brings down. So there's mamish, he says it b'fem mole, that there's no isel whatsoever. And that's why this is Shitas Rashi. So that's why Rashi only spoke about Gnai. Rashi in Brochus, Rashi in Yuma, Rashi only spoke about Gnai. Leidoch Gise, Rab Chaim Oizer, in the Chuvis, Rab Chaim Oizer, in the Chuvis Chayle Gimel Simen Chav Dalit, so Rab Chaim Oizer speaks about the Iser of Ashchos Azera, so Rab Chaim Oizer says, the Gam Grome Lohoitzo Azera Lovatola Oser, the Yalfinin Mikro Devim Nishmarto. So Rav Chaim Oizer learned the Isser is Hashchose. That's the Isser. And Afalai de Grom, and we learn out from the Pasuk that Hashchose de Grom is also Osser. The state of Nishmalta. That means it was only Goyrim. It was only a Grom. In Chidushi Rav Ruvin and Yevom Simen Yud Gimel, he brings a raya that Hashchose de Grom is Osser. Mishrives Apraktin. So you see, he's only Shrives Apraktin. So you see, Ashchosa al Yedei Grome is also Osa. In Yisayid V'Sheirish Avoide Shar Yud Peir Gimel. So he says, if there was a Riyah Mipaas Achilo Ki Rabohi Oishmeinohi. Yosim Choyk, Ugvul, Leyomim, Haboim, Lamait, Matchilas, Mechilas, Dover, Hamar, Bezera. So we see he says, Klor, by Achile, there's also an Isser. So it would seem, Adachstachmir, there's a Gewaldike Machloikis in this Nekude. That what the Sfas Emes was Moirer and Rashi, that Rashi should have said, Als the lesser the chet, I mean, Dachsach Mirashi held that there's no chet whatsoever. Like we mentioned the Tikkun HaKloli Taka, there's no chet. The Isser is not an Isser of Hashchose. The Isser is, the only Isser of Nishmart is the Isser Hirur and the Isser Histaklus. And that he'd be over a filu, the Hagdor is no such a Hirur, Sheyochel Lahovili Deitume, so the Hirur is also, the Histaklus is also. So therefore, Rashi here had to say that the Isser over here, lo yoichel bayim, miskane al bnei abayis, or this is the talish abal abayis miskase boy. From Rashi, it would seem that there's two different memories. One memory is nachsanoi lo yoichel bayim, and then there's another memory. And even though by us in the Gemara says v'lo yishon, Rashi is geiris lo yishon. Rashi has two different members. There's one iser to be shaychev al to eat bayim and achsanoi to eat bayim if he shaychev al sadina ishabalabayis. And then there's another iser afilochay without eating bayim lo yishon betalish ishabalabayis shemiskasa by bayim shloim tzaler keri. The Rabbeinu Chananel Vaistois did not learn like that. The Rabbi Nechananel said the Isser is both together, and the Rabbi Nechananel zeichet interessant. Ach sanoi lo yoichol beim v'yishim betalis balabayis. Shema yirikeri v'yitane v'talis yachshedeyu balabayis al ishtoi. Gorazach. So for Al Kaponim also doesn't speak about the chet. He doesn't speak about Vaistois also like Rashi. We're afraid of something else. That the Balabayis is Yachshedeyu. Just one Zaiteke Ha'ore. Chmein Chazal. Could be it's not Shtikel Ha'ore. I mean Chazal asked to eat Bayim. He says this could be Mesave Varia. This is an Achsanoi. You shouldn't do such a thing. If he does need bayim, he says vakert. So al kaponim, he says this tivius the kesibe will not be mesave variyim. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, says when Elisha came to the Isha Shunamis, so she told her husband ki kodeshu. That she saw that an Elisha was a Kaddish. Frag the Gemara Meno Yodo. So there's a machloikis there, Rav and Shmuel. So Rav said, one of them said, Sadin shall pishton he tziyo al mitosoi, bleiroaso keri olov. That was, so she saw he's an Ish Kaddish. So Lechair and Agemar it says, so Bemison it's Gornish Gefellach. He says, Agemara is telling us that one should not eat a machel which will be derech ha-teva will be maybe lidei keri. That one shouldn't do. That he should be by Neya. If he won't be a roi or not be a roi, that's takatoli in Kedusha. That's good. He didn't eat bayim. Pashteitzer. Vafal pikein, he's still olu. If he's not a kodesh, he's olu for such a chet. So memela lechayre, that is pshat in the Gemara. But the Zayir HaKadosh in Parshas Beshalach also asks the Kasha, how did she know that he was a Kaddish? She saw. That was the raya. The Zoya hasagian inun b'nei noshe hochi ba'alme. Many people. That's not a godless. And fakert, I mean, the ritus loshna v'agemore, it would seem that if he doesn't need bayim, he's more or less shomu. So what was the godless? That he was a kodesh vayis, he's a gewaldige madrege. Sagin inun b'nei noshe hochi ba'alme. So there's a machloikas, it seems, the Zohar and the Gemara in Brachas. The Zohar HaKadosh Lemaise says, how did she know that he was a Kaddish? So the Zohar HaKadosh answers that normally when a person sleeps continuously on a sheet, it gets an odor from his body. It doesn't smell too well. And she smelled the sheet that he slept on, and she was able to memeriach the reich of Gan Eden. So then she knew if from his sleep he brought Gan Eden into his sleep, you could be margish the reich of Gan Eden on his mitzvah. So that's a ray, he's an ish kodesh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav ki mikla lidarshish. When Rav came to Darshish, Machis, Manhavie Liyoima. Who is interested in getting married for a day? What is Pshat? Let us see Rashi. Mikro le Darshish, Shomo Yerogulelet. He used to go there. He left his wife home. And it was in Darshish. Manhavie Liyoima, Yesh Isha Shatinose Li Liyoima. There's an Isha that wants to get married Liyoima. Shes Akev Khan. When I'll be here, when I'll remain here. He didn't want to be in Darshish without an Isha. The Teitzi Lachem Mikan. And later, after he leaves Darshish, he wasn't interested that she should be his wife forever. He'll give her a get. That's how the get poshet learns pshat in this Rashi. The Teitzi Lachem Mikan means that he'll give her a get. And the get poshet asks Akasha, the Gemara says in Yevomis, Lo Yisa Odom Isha Vedata Ligarsha. One should not marry an Isha Bedaita Legalshi. So the Get Poshet says that that's tough if he didn't tell her. But if he told her Lechatchila, he's marrying her, his intentions, cause money's in Darshish, she'll be his wife. He leaves, he has intentions to give her a get. So then there's no Isha. If she wants to get married, there's Mechitesi. Al Koponim, so that's what Rav used to do. This was, we'll see, the Moiridike, Prishus of Gedolei Olam, Isha Meshamrosa Minachet, now he's in Darshish, his wife is someplace else, so therefore he wanted to make sure he shouldn't have the Nisyonis of a Chet, so he got married in Darshish. Rav Nachman Kad Mikla L'Shechensiv, Machiz Manhavi L'Yoyme. That's what they used to do. V'Hosanye, Frek de Gemore, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimar. And maybe we can understand this Gemara. I mean, als efshel, mi shegodol mechaveira yitzray godol emenu. And that's me, others say pshat, that the Mishnah Novice says that one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash leiro keri yom HaKippurim. So, well, this is a nes. So also there's such a svore, because we can understand the giruyim that the Kohen Gadol had, since the kaporas klal yisol is dependent on him. So can we forestell mishagodim achaver yitzay godim, and also the Mishnah rechened in al tzanes al kaponim these gedei la'olam either mitayv reiv gadlusam mitayv reiv kedushosam. They came to amokim. They did not want to be shori b'lo yishe, so they got married. Frag de Gemore, wo asanje Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov oime, lo yise odom isha b'medine zu, v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medine acheres, shema yizdabgu ze eitzel ze, V'nimtza och noisei achoisei. Is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said a person should not marry two noshim and two medinas in two countries, because they might come out of gevaldikil kilkul. Though he has one wife in Eretz Yisrael, one wife in American, and one doesn't know the other, and he'll have children, and he'll come out birbois hayomim. A son might marry a sister, and a daughter of his, and they won't know that they're not related. So there's an issa. So how was Rav and Rav Nachman permitted to marry in a different mokim, an isha, which he has no intentions to bring back to his hometown, and he'll have children there, and he has children in his hometown, and they might become a kilko? Let's finish the memory of Elazar ben Yaakov. It's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, Nimtza ach noisei achoisei, umemalei kol ha'olam kuloi mamzeres. That there'll be a world full of mamzeres, v'al zeh nemra umolo ha'oret zima. And for the Gemara, Omri Rabbonon kola islahu. Let us see Rashi. Zeh itzel zeh, ben sheyoylid b'mdina zu, imba sheyoylid b'mdina acheres. So memeila will be mamzeres, so Rabbonon kola islahu, ushmam kori albeneim. That means that people know all over. If Rav had a son in this mokim, this is Rav's azun. This is my vision. So my mele, if he'll end up coming to Rav's hometown, they'll know this is Rav's tochter. I mean, she's ashamed of it. This is Rav's tochter, Rav's azun. So my mele, there's no problem that one might come to marry the other. That's the Gemara. I had a shtikel ha'or on the Gemara. The Gemara starts off that there's a problem. There's a problem that La Yisa Adam Isha Bibdinazu, the Yelach the Yisa Isha Bibdina Kheres, Shema Yizdavgu Ze Itzelze, the Nimtza Och Noise Chayse. Maybe we'll come out of Kilkul that a brother marry a sister. So Lachayre, so let's stop over here. What'll be if a brother marry a sister? Chapan and Itzlan. He's a Kores. Lachayre, that's a Kilkul. The Gemara mag sich nicht wissen, dass ich wegen der Chorus. The Gemara says, Umamali kol ha'ilam kuloi mamzeire. Doch bi mamzeire. Why are you looking at the mamzeire? Let's talk, let's talk about the fumarade. There'll be an Issa Chorus, and auch Baal HaChoyse, there'll be an Issa Chorus. Was ist auf Maren wegen der mamzeire? So lechaira, I thought, Issa Chorus? Chas v'shol. There's no Issa Chorus. You go boss a rive. Taisva says in Gitten, Taisva says in Gittin as follows. The Gemara says, the Gemara says in Gittin that if a person made a shliach, the lekadish lo isha, he didn't tell him who. Just he told the shliach, "You're a maven, ich bin a batlin. You go, you find a lady for me, be mekadisha." Then there's no protem. No, he sent out the shliach, chazok shliach, oise shliach usoi, the shliach gate, 5 months later, the shliach has a heart attack. Fine, he's dead already. Now the shaila is, so what's with the mishalach? So the Gemara says the mishalach is also b'chol noshim shaboilo. He's a gacted tzavet. Why is he gacted tzavet? Chazok shliach, oise shliach usoi, so mustome, he's here married someone. So mele, so he's going to marry a lady, maybe this lady is the sister of his wife, so zachoise ishtoi. Maybe she's the mother of the wife, the daughter of the wife. Erzachav kahakta tzoris. Could be any isha he's marrying is a kroiva of his wife's, and what, so he's not allowed to marry. She's also b'chol anoshim shaboilam. What is it the Gemara? So Taisvus asks Akasha, he's af kahakta tzoris. But the place is, everyone else is also have gehakta tzoris. I mean, how is anyone allowed to get married now? The shliach married off a lady to this person. So memela, now this lady is an ashesi, so how's everyone allowed to get married? So Taisva says, listen, the one that got married, she won't marry someone else because she knows she's married already. So the melt is nicht have gehakta tzoris. The sister, the daughter, could be the mother that the mother's married. So that's why he's also. But there's still a problem. Maybe the father married off his daughter, and the daughter doesn't know that she got married, and now the father died. So let everyone else have problems. As in fact, Taisa Sakashi. So Taisa says, you know, the whole thing is a knas ba'alma. He did a very batlonish zach with so much marriyov that you don't know who and anything. So they cancel them. You shouldn't do such a thing. But meikadin could be semach and roiv. I mean, the roiv of the women in the world are not his wife's sisters and not his wife's daughters. So maybe could be semach and roiv. The whole thing over here is only a knas valmes. In the cancel, the belt didn't cancel. As a zektaisus. Is lachayre, so lachayre, so I thought is very good. So when the Gemara is asking a kasha, the Gemara halts sich by the kop, nimtso, ach, noise, ach, oisoi. Now, so what will be? So als the aveira of chorus, chas v'sholem. Lachayre, there's no aveira of chorus. Each yid can be semach and roiv. Roiv noshim shaboilam anah his sister. Safilu, there's his sister, but he can be Seymach and Roy. Taisva says in Achilles, if a person was Seymach and Roy and he did an Aveira, so he doesn't have to be Tshuva, he's an Onus. So therefore, the Gemara did not speak at all, Bechlau, the Aveira of Ochnoi Sey Achoi Sey. Now the Gemara said, about Rabbi Mamzerim, about this was saying, the Roy Vahin, Roy Vahar, but Rabbi Mamzerim be Yisrael, Rabbi Yavchai Vekrisis, Yom Mutter, Nishmutter, The kids will be a mamzer. You say yibu mesed echalaisas, and also the kid will be a mamzer. The avitzvis is dushim l'shach mamzeres. That's what I thought, and then later I found the emerson Rambam. There's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Tezvov and Hilchas Yisurei Bi Alocha Chav Tez. A very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, "Uminayin ani oimer." The Rambam said a pshtik teira. She'ein ha'ashtuki va'asufi osor b'chol e'ishe she'evshe she'tiye er ba'olov. Let's say an asufi. An asufi is a child. You take him, you pick them up in the street. You don't know who his father is, who his mother is. Let's say, Roiv of the Shtot Ayidin, Mr. Mizayid. So, the Rambam, min ha-teire, what is this person supposed to do? Who is he allowed to marry? So, the Rambam says, he's allowed to marry whoever he wants. He's allowed to marry whoever he wants. So, the Rambam says, how do I know this? So, the Rambam says, v'reinema b'teire, al techalel es bitcho lahaznoiso. There's a law that a person should not make his daughter a professional zayne. V'omru chachomim, what's wrong with this? Shim yase zeh, nimtso ov noisei bitoi, v'och noisei achoise. This is a member of the Gemara Yevom, it's the same Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So memele, so then that's our Gemara, mo lo ratzimo, and then the Mabba Mamzerim Biso. This is the same Gemara like our Gemara. So the Rambam says, "Ve'ilu hoyo hadin shekol mi she'ena yedeya oviv bevadai." If the halacha would be, if I don't know who my father is, osa bechol ishe, she's not allowed to marry anyone. She'ev she'tiya erva olok is loyhayinu boim lemida hazayis la'olam loyhayisa oretz molazima. So the Rambam says, if the halacha is that a person who doesn't know who his father is not allowed to get married. So Mamela, so there won't be Fakel, since I don't know, I'm not allowed to get married. And the Gemara says Fakel to Molar and Tima, they will get married. So Vaisakh is allowed to get married. And this is the Rambam, and the Mefarshim explained that the Rambam is talking about a fool who does no heter of Roy. The Rambam wants a bigger chiddush, you say Safak Taraisa Lakula, she's allowed to get married. So Mitzad Echad, the Rambam Taki says, this halacha, that there's no issa bechlal of one person marrying another person, because if he says something, the Aisel Kulov, there's a Reiv, there's a Vada Gibisko, there's no issa. But then I got stuck with one thing. The Gemara, I say, so what, so what is Schlecht? So the Gemara would seem to say, Schlecht is, umemalei kol ha'oilam kulay mamzeres. The Gemara seems the chesaron is that there'll be the whole world will be full of mamzeres. That is shlecht, that Klal Yisrael should be full of mamzerim. The ein hashchina shoyer elam yichosim should be Yisrael. That's shlecht. I mean, not averes. We're not talking about that someone will be boil a mamzer. Sofik mamzer is mutter. Mamzer badai b'lay mamzer sofik. We're not speaking about averes. But it'll come out that the world will be full of gumim of mamzerim. That's the problem over here. Fine. But the Gemara feels this with a pasuk. Val zenem ha'omol ha'oret zima. So l'chayre, the pasuk ha'omol ha'oret zima, l'chayre is a different. It seems the pasuk is telling us that the chasaron is the zima. The znus that happened, the biyasisa that happened. So l'chayre, the whole flow of the Gemara is unclear. The Gemara starts off, and the Gemara doesn't make an issue out of it. And then there'll be a lot of mamzerim about it. And then now, the pasuk, it would seem that the iser is the bias iser. The Gemara mentions mamzerim. That I don't know too clear, but I found a chsam sefer in Chulin. The chsam sefer in Chulin, that kuf yudalud on the beis. The Ramascha loy omro, so he says pshat in this Rambam. He says, what is the Issa? What's wrong? The Rambam says it's mutter. You're allowed to marry. He's allowed to marry this one. Zokte chsam sefer. The iker he surehu shemisavev sheyei och noisoy achoisoy. That's the Issa. Afal pishe beheter. You're making that there'll be zime, even though when they're going to get married, it's going to be mutter. There's a heter. There's no, it can be steimach and roi. But to make such a matzib, that's what you're making. You're making a mola or a zima. That's the issa. That means even though each one that does this is not over any aveira whatsoever, the Chassam Sefer says klal, it's nice a beheter, but the Torah says al tachalal es bitcho lahas noisa. Why not? Because umala ha'aretz zima, that there'll be that. So from that al kaponim is also good. Meken beherem the kuf is an avla. The Rebbeinu Shlomo did not want there should be such a bias of love to be exclusion by Klal Yisrael. But it's still very unclear. Agamore is madgish, the mamzerish aboy, the descendants that they're going to have. And the posik seems to be speaking about something else. Al koponim. The Gemara again. Esta kashe, and these two, Amiroim, Rav Nachman, and Rav, how were they permitted to get married? The liyayma, they'll become out of kilkul. So the Gemara said there won't be any kilkul whatsoever. Rabbonon kola islohu. There's a kol, some amela, the children, whoever is born from Rav, has a shtempel, this is Rav Zatochta, this is Rav Zazun, they'll never become a kilkul. Frek the Gemara, there's another problem. What is the halacha? If a person was tevei an isha to marry her, v'nispaisa, and she agreed to get married, tzicha leishev shiva nikiyim. So she has to be oishev shiva nikiyim. What does Rashi say, tzicha leishev shiva nikiyim, miyoyim shenisratzes, shema machmas chimud roasadom. That means that when she was misratza to get married, so now we're afraid, so this, in her mind is a chimud. There's a chimud, she's going to get married So this chimud could have brought about a riyastam. Now the Rambam says, she wasn't margish, the dam. She didn't see any dam. There's no kesem, there's nothing. But Shema Rosa were chayish, maybe there was Rosa tipes dam kechardo, and this is something that could be maybe Arias dam, so were chayish, maybe it happened. So she's tobe. So she needs shivas nekiyim. That's the chayre poshib shat and rash. Shema mach maschimud Rosa dam, so now you need shivas nekiyim. Before we go to understand this halach a little better, let's go a little further. So the kasha is, so what's pshat? They come to the shtot, there's a big tzettel, Rav is in the shtot, whoever wants to get married to Rav, he's open for interviews, they come to Rav, I mean, this is Rav, but Yossi, he's not, she's also, so she needs shiva nekiyim. So Lechayre, we defeated our purpose. The whole pshat is he wanted a shmira of Anisha, and now she's also. And for the Gemara, Rabbonin oidi havi moidulu mikedem. They were moidia before. That's what we should have said with a dalet. The havu mekadmi umeshadri shluchim. They sent out shluchim before, 8 days before they sent out, or 7 days before, it was 8 days before they sent out, Rav is coming in 8 days. Whoever wants to get married to Rav should offer, should be megalot as the one to marry Rav. Finish the memela and killed. So it was a lady already 8 days before. The taboo only knows it was 8 days before. She was mine as Shivas Nikiyim. When Rav came, it was after the Shivas Nikiyim, the tefillah, she was taken care of. Now, I'd like to say a few ha'oris on this Gemara, and before we go further. The Goyin brings a raya from this Gemara. We might have a problem. How could Rav marry her? Tavua lino say, L'chayre, I's allowed to marry her. She needs even a kiyim. The Gemara held that the Tviya was the day Rav came. So she needs even a kiyim. So the Goyin asks, maybe she made a b'dike. Tavua lino say, and then she was maskim, so she made a b'dike. She saw that she wasn't a raya. Zot the goyim, zetman von do, the machloikas harishayim, that a bdika won't help. We're afraid maybe there was a riyan and it became never. You can't rely on a bdika. That means chazal were chayish, that the chimut might bring a riyan, and chazal did not rely that a bdika will be mavar, that there wasn't a riyan. So meila, a riyan, a bdika is not proof. As they, the goyim brings a riyan from our Gemara. Period. The Chavisda says, but if there was a moich dochuk the whole time, a moich dochuk, a bdike could be, it was never, but if there was a moich dochuk there, so Mechiri says, then you don't need shiva nikim. There's a moich dochuk, so my mailing, and look, you made the moich, and you see, so it's no shaila. So Mechiri is very shver a gemara, so that we have a kashan rav, so let's say that the noshim had a moich dochuk, and she's made the moich, and so we see klo that there was no dochuk. And just like the goyim brings a raya that a bdika doesn't help, lochayre from the goyim's raya, we also have a raya that lochayre amayich dochuk also went out. This paiskim that a chayre can the chavis dasa, but lochayre from our gemoras lochayre a raya. I saw the Badei Shulchan and Sima Kuftatik Beis brings down a machloikis from the gdoyle a paiskim, a very interesting shayla. But no one tells to our gemoran. He brings down that there was such a case. There was tavu alinosei, matkeret ashidach par afroi. The froi never saw the husband. Matkeret, it was a good shatchan. She was maskim and finished. She was maskim. But she never saw him. And later, when he came, so now she saw him. So there's a machloikis apoiskim if the bdikis that she made then helps. Other poiskim hold tavu alinosei that there's a chimut that after when she sees the husband, she knows Medem and handles her, then there's a chimut. But if she didn't see him, and then now she sees him, so now the chimut starts. So there's other poskim that hold that when she met him, now you have to start counting 7 days. But the bedikya from before is gonish. Now there's a new chimut, and now you have to start counting 7 days. The Sam Sefer is chaylik, the Sam Sefer says that, you didn't see him, tabuli nosi is sufficient. What is Elochai? I don't understand. Someone doesn't bring down our Gemara. What's our Gemara's teretz? Our Gemara's teretz is they send shluchim 7 to 8 days before, tabuli nosi, they got someone, she wants to get married, mask him, and then you made the shiva nikiyim. She didn't see Rav. She saw the shliach. So Mamela, so when Rav came later, is weiter for Anachimut. She remembered Rav from the last time he came. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Shomho Yerogel Leilech. He used to Rogel Leilech. But whenever he went, Vesachnish. If that's the Teretz, Matayva Manoim. I don't know. The first time he went, what happened? Al Kaponim, he used to do this. Whenever he went, he used to do this. But Al Kaponim, the kol kvuda bas melech pnima, when it wasn't a geit, I don't know if she knew what God looked like. Weiss ich nicht. Al kaponim, lo ire bosik. Vi boi yisayim, yechudi havi miyachtilu. A second teretz. He said, well, now we have a kasha. We have a kasha that, how was she mutter to terap? So the Gemara says, they were miyachit. Let us see Rashi. Yehudi ba'alme ve'ein niskokin lahem ela shanosi isha ein misave kimi she'ein loy isha. Now, bachsich mir to explain Rashi. Let me first say over, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and Raivit, Pshat Na Gemore. Rashi, Zicha learns like the Rambam, but I have a shtickle sofik how Rashi learned. The Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud, Mehilchas Yisuri Biye, says as follows. Very interesting Rambam. Lefichach, first Rambam says that, where he explains the din of Tavu Alinose, and Chayish, maybe there was a Riyah, and Mamela, she need Shivinakiyim. Lefichach, so the Rambam says, Kol Isha Sherotzos Kshetavu Alinose, every Isha that was maskim when there was Tavu Alinose, Loisinose, she's not allowed to get married now, Hachetisper Betitvel. So she has the first count, Shiva Nikiyim, Tvila, and then she's allowed to get married. So the Rambam says there's an Isser Nisuin, not allowed to get married, because I'm Chayish, there was a Riyah, now she's not allowed to get married. Zok the Rambam, Ve'im Niseis L'Talmud Chochem, but you have the same scenario, but the Tavuali Nosei was not a Poshet Yid, it was a Talmud Chochem. Muteres Linosei Miyad. So then she's allowed to get married right away. Why? Chayish is a chimut. The tispoil. May achar shini says. So she'll count later the 7 days. The titvel. And then 7 days later, she'll after the nakim, she'll table herself. She talmud chocham yoideya shehi asuva. Talmud chocham knows this thing. That the buli nosei were chayish for here. The nizar mizeh, but lo yikrav lo ad shetitvel. So they can get married right away. What's wrong? Get married, and then she'll table herself later. So zok the Raivit, Shaharambam pirish yichude ba'alme miyachdin hoyu imoim achel nisuin v'lo boyelib. The Rambam lepshat na gemore that when Rav came, he married her. But what's the problem? She needs Shiva Nikim and Tvila. So they did it afterward. But they got married, the vile. They got married right away. That's how the Rambam Levshat Yichudi Baal Mava Miyachtele. They were Miyachidem. That means so what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Ve'ein is Kokin Lohen. Then the Vakat, he wasn't Boyola. And so what did he accomplish? Eloshanosi Isha Eina Mesave. He accomplished something. He's married already. He has passed Besaloi. A guten Tag. Now, Rav didn't have any problems anymore. So Rashi, we see, learned claw like the Rambam. That they married, and there was without a beer. You're allowed to get married. There's no beer. Now, I don't know one thing. If Rashi holds completely like the Rambam, that this is Rambam says this is a din in the Talmud Chochem. The Rambam learned Tavu Alinosei. Is the Rambam learned Tavu Alinosei when he spies a Tzricha Leishev Shiva Nikiyim before you get married? And the Talmud Chochem does not have to wait Shiva Nikiyim before you get married? That's how the Rambam learned. Could be Rashi didn't learn like that. Could be Rashi learned you have to wait Shiva Nikiyim before you boil. I don't know how Rashi learned. I don't know if Rashi learned there's a difference between the Talmud Chochem and Amoritz. Or like the Rambam learned, could be Rashi learned like that, but Rashi doesn't tell us one word. If Rashi would learn to this adivity, the Talmud Chochem and Amma Oretz, so Rashi should have told us, he was speaking about the Talmud Chochem. Rashi should have told us the key. So Rashi would have always given verkehrt, that the Isser is an Isser Bia, not an Isser Nisuin. You need Shiva Nikim. So good, so there was no Bia. So what did he accomplish? He accomplished that he had passed Pesalim. That Lechaira is Pshat and Rashi. The Raivit says Pshat and Agemore as follows. Kivin Shahanoshim Hoyu Miyuchodes Lahem L'chsheyiltzu Yisu Oysam L'noshim Pas Besalehu. That means Yehudi Baham Ava Meyachtilu. That means when Rav came, Rav asked the women, which one of you would want to marry me? So there was 20 women there. There were 5 women are masking. So there were 5 women are masking to get married. He was good. So now he knows he has 5 women who will marry him. A guten Tag, Rabbi Yisai. Now Rav went and did his business. His Yetzirah was taken care of. He has passed Besala. But there was no Tavuli Nasa. He didn't speak to any of them yet. That means he just accomplished that he has 5 potential Shiduchim. That's what he is. Yehudi, Shekivin, Shanoshim, Yechodisom, Lichshiyiltzu, Yisu, when I'm after, he's not after Tavuli Nasa. He's not after getting married now. But he has 5 women who are willing to declare and to commit themselves that if I want to marry them, they're booking to get married. There's no chimud yet, because none of them knows what's going to happen. But al kaponim, Rav has a pas besali. That the ha'om arove tavua lihinose. So the gemara had a problem. I said, how could Rav marry them? It's tavua lihinose. Shaktaisis lavamotzi lishnuye ktane shalegi is mana liraisabas. Shaktaisis, let's say nakimta, that they were ktanes before agos man lirais, so there's no rie. A maskine beperk tinaikis, the milse derova fila bektane dilme mechamda. Is the Gemara says in Mesechtes Nide, a ktane is legabi a rie's vest, so then you have a ktane is a lava rie. But al kaponim, when we're speaking about of dam chimud is no difference between a ktane and anyone else. Benire. Now there's a meiridike mechudish de ketaisvis. Benire, the heicha de tavua linose. What happens tavua linose? The yoshva shiva nekim. Almost yoshva shiva nekim. V'chol oisam shiva botko shachis v'albis v'tavlo v'loini v'lo osricha livdoik v'chol yoyim v'yoyim. After the tvile, she has to be baidik every day. The la'olam mishetavu alinose ikelesfuke dilme chozye machmas chimut. Every day we have a suffix, maybe you shall see machmas chimud. Achati boy, hilkach ve'inon, shiva nikiyim, somuch lebilas mitzvah, v'chein pirish rashbam beperik tenoikis. Now Taisa says, amuyim de kechidish over here, that you need keseder, a bdika every day before the bila. That's what Taisa says. Now, L'chayre, Taisus is a Pella. So L'chayre, we learned till now, we understood, like, Tavu Alinose, Rechayish for Ria. We don't have any legitimate proof that there was a Ria, there was no Hagosha, there was no Kesem. Good, but Chazal Rechayish, right? So Rechayish for Ria, we mentioned for Abdika won't help, she'll be Boydik right away, nothing, we're Chayish, there was a Ria, right? So we have a rie, and then so I need shiva nekiyim. Perfect. Now all of a sudden, Taisva says, so now she's a toyer. And that phantom rie, which we were chayish for by the day of the nisratzes, that phantom rie, she became nita from that rie. But now Taisva says, now finish it. There might be a new rie. No, mamanashich. If there's a new rie, so why will bedika help? Now all of a sudden, so you buy it every day. I'm chayish. After the tvila, I'm chayish. She's not getting married yet. So after the tvila, the next day, you have to be buy it. Maybe there'll be a nuri. Manish, the chayish from nuri is doch bitter. So you need again shiva nekiyim. And now the bedika helps. What's happening over here? So be'emesin, the Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadik Bey says pshat. The Taz says like this. that the Taz says that the chimud b'shas tviye hu b'yoyser. That means like this. There's a chimud b'shas tviye. Tavua li nosai. So this chimud is where we're, let us put it, we're 100% sure that this chimud, it's a tavua li nosai, she was maskim, so this chimud will bring about a riyah. Mid rabbonon v'chayish that there was a riyah. Finished. So there's a riyah. I shall make a bdikah right now. No. We're chayish, there was a riyah. And this riyah, we're not saying mechana bdikah. We're chayish that there was a riyah. So that you need shiva nikim. Fine. After the shiva nikim, we have to know that the darge of chimud is not the same anymore. It's after the first shaka, the first hagosha. So, but there's still chimud. So we're now chayish for a chimud, but on this chimud, abdika will help. That's what Taisus is telling us. On this chimud, that means the tavua, the chimud that comes b'shas tviye, tavua linosei. So that chimud, Chazal were sure that that could bring a riyah. So on this chimud, we did not rely on abdika. We're afraid maybe there was a riyah and she's unaware of it, and Mamela, so therefore she needs shiva nikiyim. And this, on the first hargosha of chimud, that we are not saying that a bdike can be mevara that there wasn't a riyah. As the days progress, lemaise, there is still a chimud, but this chimud can be nizbara al yedei bdike. That means if you're baidik, and you see nothing, this already is a smaller dalga of chimud. There is a chshash, there might be a riyah, but on this chshash already a bdika will help. The goyin seems to learn pshat, actually the goyin brings from a rosh, but I don't think Rashi learned like that. The goyin learns pshat that this din of shiva nikiyim is not pshat that there was a riyah and you need shiva nikiyim, because b'emesin, the whole din of shiva nikiyim is by a zovo. And Rabbi Zeira says b'nai sisor hachmiru al atzmon that an atipes dam kechalbo the seif of shiva nikiyim. So the goyin says Rabbi Zeira was after rove. So bizman rove the chumra of Rabbi Zeira zicher wasn't. And bisman Raven Rav Nachman the Zicher wasn't this chumre. So what's the kasha? So what is the kasha? So the Goyin says that the pshat and shiva nikiyim means that you have to be chayish each. Not a din in the kiyim. You have to be chayish each day. Maybe there's a riyah today. There's no phantom riyah that a bdika doesn't help. But each day you have to be chayish. Each day you have to, then it's a little modern than shiva nikiyim. So what shiva is this? Maybe then she'll get married after 4 days, so basically nicht. But zricha leishiv shiva nikiyim. So then the word shiva is very modern. So luchayre monav shechminat chayish for a phantom riyah. So you need nikiyim till she'll get married. If she'll get married 20 days later, you need 20 days nikiyim. And I says, this is a phantom riyah, basically nicht. No, so the Goyin understood like this. You are chayish of a phantom riyah, so that you need shiva shiomi. We don't need nikiyim. Nikiyim was Rab Zeira Zachumre. So nikiyim you don't need. You take a chayish for a phantom riyah. So that was a riyah, so you need shiva shiomi. Nikiyim is a different thing. We're chayish each day. Maybe we're chayish each day. Maybe she might see today. That's Bemis and Taisus chash. That's what Taisva says. We chayish before the beer, we chayish, maybe she might see again. So on this chash, a birr of bedika helps. On this chash, a birr of bedika helps. So that's what the Goyin says of Shem Rosh. It could be that shitas at Taisva also. So shivas yomim you need alts for the phantom riyah, you need shivas yomim. Nikiyim you need, not al trabzeiris din obzova, no you need Nikiyim. Als there's a be'etzim is a shash b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, maybe the chimot brought about a riyah today. And this shash, if you made a b'dikin and there was no, and you didn't see anything, some emailer, so it's mutter. Yechudi ba'al mahave miyachtilu. Peirish Rashi, loy hoyo boim aleihem, ela misyachtim imon. We said in Rashi, they married them, but they won't boil them. It's too late. Ikshari im kain kiven da sura lovi aleom. Since he's not allowed to be boil, my pas besale ik in Rashi frekta de kashe. In Rashi yes the kashe. Why is there pas besale? Miu hoye shloime kiven de shori la acher zayin pas besale kerinebe. Since he'll be mutter la acher zayin, that's called pas besale. Is dachsech mir, that's pshat in Rashi. Yesh isha shetinosi li liyoimo she es akev kan. Rashi said two words over here. She es akev kan. Who wants to marry me for a day? Because I'm going to stay here. Why did Rashi have to say this? Because ask me, Rashi wants to say you have to say yoimo with a grain of salt. If he's only going to be here one day, then he's going back. So Mela, we have Tais Viskasha, and there's no Pas Pasali over here, because he's going back tomorrow already. So Mela shall never be Mutatim. He's giving Garget already tonight, so she'll never be Mutatim. So Rashi actually seems to say, Liyoyma does not mean for one day, for a while. She es Akev Khan, I'm going to remain here. So Mela, so on this other Tais says, so he's going to be here for a month. And after a week, she'll be Mutta. So Mela, that's called the Pas Pasali. I think so, then there's another Kashan Rashi. Hey, Shorili, Yechudei Badayu. How is it permitted to be misyached with her? Poma beperikame diksubis, mi shepirsa ishtaini develoi boal, hu yoshen beinu anoshim, vishta yesheno bein anoshim. So the Yechud is also, we're afraid, taste this, if it was loi boal. We're afraid there'll be Yitzray Tokvay, so there's an Issa Yichud. So therefore, that's why I say San Rashi. Lohochi Peirish Ri, Rashi is Choylik Am Rashi. Techi Omri Man Havi Liyoyme, Loi Omri Man Havi Liyoyme Leboil, Elo Liyichudi Bahado Ba'alma. There was no request of bia. El Yehuda ba'al ba'ad ba'alme. Ve'kiven shayoyimrim lahem kach. Rak liyached imoyim. Vayhoyu royes dam machmas chimut. So lachayre Taisvis means to say like this. You can learn two pshatim in Taisvis. One shot you can learn in Taisvis, it's very unclear in Taisvis if they married her, if he didn't marry her, but Al Kaponim, let us assume that he did marry her. But he told the claw, I'm not interested in being boiled. I don't know if I'll be boiled. So Memele, so there never was a tinu, a tavuha for beer. He told the claw, Tachnohobna avai bin stub, and thus, and Chzognutara, I'll be boiled. You want it? Menashein lechalai sheksus boina. If it's speaking about that, or maybe it's speaking about it, but how did make this one? So, Bekitza. So, she, by her, there was no tabua for beer. So, the male, there's no chimut. This whole chimut works when she's sure that it's going to come. So, the male, then this beer. Then this chimut. Good. So, what did he accomplish? So, he accomplished as follows. What'll be, that it will become Yitzray Tokfoy, And he'll want to be boil her. So Memela, so then he'll be able to be boil her without anything. Why? Because since there's a Taz, in Taz in Kuftavik Beis, Sivkotn Aleph, the Taz asks Akasha, what was the Maisa with Rus and Boyez? Rus came to Boyez, and she was Teveya at Maskim Zayin. But Maskim Zayin is Mutoshayin. Like the Taz, so what with the Tibuli Nosa? If he'll be masking, now you have to count Shivin Akim. She was masking already. Lamaise, there was Mutter the next night already. It meant she shouldn't give him So here's the Tabuli Nosei. So the Taz wants to say a Teretz that, he doesn't ask on the second line. Second line will be a problem. He says, Tabuli Nosei, he says, since she was Imai Bemite, so there's no, it's Tam Chimud. Chimud means that, Chemda means you yearn for something, but you don't have it. If you have a pas besalois, there's no chimud anymore. So memela, so then there's no dam chimud. So the Taz says, if when she finds out, it's roy that it can be boil her right away, so there's no dam chimud. The dam chimud is when you have a combination of yearning and the vial, it cannot be niskayim, but when there is a pas besalois, so memela, then there's no dam chimud. That's what the Taz says. And the Dogma Mavava says that Raya from our Taisvis. So L'chayre, that's how the Dogma Mavava Nam Shat Na Taisvis. That means the Ri said as follows. He didn't commit himself at all. Ekezuk Klore Diburim Rocha Bitra Akhtane. I'm interested in Yichud. I don't know if he married her, if he didn't marry her. But he said, I'm not interested. Chiyomu man haveleim ala oma man haveleim ala yboil. Ala Yichuda bahada baoma. The kivin shayoimr lam kach rak liyachedimoyim lahayir is damach maschimut. They never were under the assumption that they never were sure that's going to be more than yichud. And later, when Rav decided to be boyula, so there's also no problem because then it's a b'china of pas besaloi. Then there's no chimud, so you don't need dikis.